الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your host, our teacher, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. This program, or the Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. Please call your friends, and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes or keeping notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be the purpose of hell and paradise. If you go back to some of my previous episodes, where I explain what hell is and also what paradise or Jannah is. And so you can kind of be up on what I'm talking about, the two places I'm talking about. And so I'm going to read just one hadith and explain it a little bit and about the purpose of hell and the purpose of a paradise. The hadith itself, it explains hell and paradise have both, or both of them are in the eyes of Allah, and that each will be filled with those who are deserving of it. So again, this particular hadith explains that hell and paradise both have a purpose in the eyes of Allah, and that each will be full with those who are deserving. Now, it was related by Abu Huraira, is one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. And this particular man, he said about at least 5,000 hadith, or 5,000 sayings from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. He hung around the man Allah, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Abu Huraira. Sometimes I might even call him the father of the cat, because according to some scholars, that he used to carry a cat around with him. But I'm gonna move on. And the Messenger of Allah, peace upon him, said, there was dispute between the hell and the paradise, and it, meaning the hell, said, the haughty and the proud would find abode in me. And the paradise said, the meek and the humble would find their abode in me. Thereupon, Allah, exalted and glorious, addressing the hell, and said, you are the means of punishment by which I punish those of my servants whom I wish. And addressing the paradise, he said, you are only my mercy by means of which I shall have mercy or show mercy to those whom I wish. But each one of you will be full. And so a quick explanation of this particular hadith, and you can find what I'm talking about. You can go to Islamic City, I think it's .org, and some of these things, saying that I'm saying to you, you will find there if you want to explore paradise a little bit more. And so the explanation is that of this particular hadith. Hadith is a saying of Prophet Muhammad, his saying or his path, or just he might even show people like what you can and cannot do, or what he does and what he does not do. So again, explanation. This hadith explains the purpose of both hell and paradise in the eyes of Allah. It is said that hell will be filled with those who are haughty and proud, while paradise will be filled with those who are meek and humble. This means that it is important to have humility in order to gain access to paradise, while arrogance can lead one to hell. Furthermore, this hadith also teaches us about the power of Allah. He has control over both heaven and hell, deciding which people go where people go, or which people are going based on their actions. Therefore, it is important for us to strive for righteousness so we can gain access to paradise when our time comes. And each and every one of us, our time will come. Because I explained to you all before about a little bit about the Day of Judgment. I already explained, look at our previous episode about hell, about paradise, and some basic things that happen on the Day of Judgment. We want to, and we don't have that much time, because the Lord, one day he's going to tell the angel that whole, and I explained to you about angels before, he's going to have the horn or trumpet to his mouth, ready for the Lord to give him the signal to blow. And then at that point, everything as we know will vanish, will go away. Then a second time he will blow the trumpet, and then everyone will raise up, arise up from their graves, and they will wake up saying, "What happened? Who disturbed us from our sleep?" Some of them will be saying, and we, on that day will be naked and uncircumcised before Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, and then will be a judge accordingly. And so it would be decided, okay, which place of this world is going. And for Islam, there's no in-between like some people have in their faith, have in-between. But we don't have in-between. Either you're going to paradise or you're going to hellfire. In paradise, a lot of beautiful things take place in paradise where you're about, say, 30-something years old. You do not sweat. And you do not urinate, defecate, all those things. You eat fruit that you never ate before, food you never ate before, smells you never smelled before, drinks you never drunk before. You'll be flying around in paradise just about any place that you want to go. And it'll just be a very beautiful experience. It won't be the pain and suffering we all go through right now, and whatever arthritis, other things we're going through, you will not experience sickness. You just have bliss or joy in paradise. And then in the hellfire, it's various torture that people go through in the hellfire. There may be some like thrown into this oven. And after that, you're talking about those people who fornicate and commit adultery, and they would be trying to scrape their way. They had these iron claws on their, kind of like nails on their hand, and trying to scrape their way out of the pit where they are to keep from getting on fire. They'll be naked. From being set on fire and burning in hellfire, and then this just slide back down, this kind of cone shape, C-O-N-E, cone shape, and then they just slide back down into the hellfire. Then they try to scramble their way out, and then they just slide back down in the hellfire because they committed adultery or fornicate. And we should ask Allah, He's most forgiving and most merciful. I talked to you all about this before. About Allah is most merciful and most forgiving. He forgives everything except for shirk. If you associate partners with Allah, that is unforgiving. He will not forgive you. But other things, he will forgive you. And if you have sins as high as a mountain or reach the sky, or like the foam of the ocean, then Allah, ask Allah for forgiveness, and Allah may forgive you for that. But if you have the opposite, have sins that high, or you're like the foam of the ocean, as high as the sky, or as big as the mountain, then Allah may not forgive you for that particular thing that things that you're involved in. If you owe anything to people, then please pay it now. Honor people now. Take care of them now before they get in line and you have all these good deeds you piled up, and then the people you wronged, they'll take from your good deeds until they're satisfied, and your pile of good deeds will dwindle until you have no more good deeds. And when you run out of good deeds, but you still owe people, then at that point, you will take their bad deeds until they're satisfied. Then you are on your way to paradise, but because of how you treat people and you owe stuff to people or different things to people, then you end up going to the hellfire. And so while you're alive, we're only going to be here for a little while. While you're alive, you ask Allah's forgiveness. You do the best, do the right thing. You know, you're a humble person. You're a very meek person. And Allah, by His will, send you to paradise. But if you're not, if a person, you're an arrogant person, and you're a hard person, you don't show humbleness, then Allah can very well put you into the hellfire. And understand too, and I believe I explained it to you all before, understand that Allah will have the people from hell look, and also the people from paradise look, and they will see this ram, and this ram represents death. And then at that point, Allah will slaughter the lamb out of death, and then it will be no more dying. You can't die your way out of hell, and you can't die your way out of paradise. And all that I'm saying, you can look all this up, go to various scholars in the faith of Islam and find out more information about that, or if I'm telling you the truth. And that's not a problem to do. You go any of the masjid, M-A-S-J-I-D, and ask the scholars there about what I'm talking about, and they can explain what I said, very basic, or they can even go further and give you even more deeper information about it. If it sets in your heart, I don't want to go to hell, so tell me about this paradise, go ahead and ask one of the leadership at one of the masjids about that. And they would explain to you even more, and they give you more information than I'm offering you right now in this very brief class. Or about hell or paradise, they should be able to explain that to you. So my beautiful students, I beg of you to please do the best you can and honor your mother, your father, and be good to people and speak to those you know and to those you don't know. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.